It can be difficult for anyone to talk about abuse, drugs, or mental health issues, but it's even more challenging for teens facing those things for the first time. And that's why the Health Information Project trains high school juniors and seniors to lead freshmen through a year-long health education program. The idea is that teens might be more likely to get their peers talking about sometimes sensitive topics than adults are. WLRN State Impact Florida reporter John O'Connor shows us how the program works at a South Florida high school.
The school day is over at North Miami Beach High School. Most students have headed for the doors, but DeMonte Sharp, Erica Poitevin, and a dozen classmates are working on their lesson plans.
So, welcome back to HIP. My name is DeMonte.
My name is Erica.
And today is our fourth session, mental health. So, before we get started, let's go over the ground rules. Everything off your desk, no backpack,
HIP
no book.
HIP is the Health Information Project. The program is in 37 Miami-Dade high schools, plus one private school. It's trained more than 1,000 juniors and seniors how to teach and talk to younger schoolmates about health issues. Over the course of the year, students teach 8 lessons and lead discussions. HIP starts off with relationships before moving into mental and reproductive health and exercise and obesity. The year finishes with nutrition. For North Miami Beach High School students, HIP is the only health education they get. The school eliminated its health class. The program has a few key ground rules.
Medical advice. We are not medical professionals, therefore we will not give out medical advice. If you have questions, go to the HIP website at www.behip.org.
For medical advice, they point classmates to doctors, the health clinics at many school campuses, or other professionals able to give more informed counsel. They let students know if they might be eligible for a government-subsidized health insurance plan, like Obamacare or Florida KidCare. What's said in the classroom usually stays in the classroom, unless students might be in danger. Risa Barron, HIP's founder, says students give out facts, not advice, and they take the lessons home with them.
These students are making better health decisions, not only for themselves, but they're making better health decisions on behalf of their family members, their friends. They're disseminating this information back at home and in their communities.
Barron says the key to HIP is that it's students working with students.
What we've realized over the years is that peers can be very persuasive in a positive way, and they can influence those that look like them.
Deb Hauser is president for Advocates for Youth, a Washington, D.C.-based health advocacy group primarily focused on reproductive education. Hauser says programs like HIP fill a growing void in schools because health education is a lower priority.
Because they don't test in health, you don't see a heavy emphasis on those subject matters, and yet they can be very, very key to young people's success, both academically and as they move through their lives.
Hauser says health education should start in elementary school, not lessons about sex and drugs, but making friends and taking care of yourself. She says there's not a lot of research showing that teenagers learn more from their peers, but they don't seem to learn less either. And teens who lead health programs like HIP seem to get as much or more out of it as those they coach.
They see themselves as leaders. The change that comes with being part of a peer education program has a very strong impact not only on their sense of themselves, but then on their behaviors.
I'm not really that shy.
That's North Miami Beach junior Katerina Perdomo. She's one of the HIP student health educators.
But I know when I get really nervous when speaking in front of a crowd, and now it's like a piece of cake. I can go up there and I can tell them, hey, this is what's up, and this is what you should do, and it's really easy for me now. And
I wasn't used to talking about like things like sex and drugs and stuff that was going on, especially since I was younger, so like we didn't really talk about that.
Junior Natalie Cotto says she feels confident now helping classmates cope with really heavy things, like abuse, addiction, or bullying.
Even though people are going through things, you can always talk to them about it. You might not be able to like do the most heroic thing for their lives, but you can still help them get through it. That's really important.
HIP started with 2 Miami high schools. Now that it's in every public high school in Miami-Dade County, the plan is to hire more professionals to help the students do this kind of work. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.